Now I'll discuss about the ion cyclotron resonance. In the year 1941, Professor Ernest Lawrence at the University of California, Berkeley modified a cyclotron particle accelerator to act as a 180 degree magnetic sector instrument for the enrichment of radioactive uranium. The resulting calutron was soon mass produced by the US government as an integral component for preparative scale uranium enrichment in the Manhattan Project. Here, one thing we have to remember that this calutron, the word calutron, C-A-L-U-T-R-O-N, this is the short name for California University cyclotron. A cyclotron features a conducting cylindrical chamber segregated into two D's means 2D, D in is in capital letter, and held high vacuum to allow acceleration of ions to very high speed. The ions are introduced into the chamber, experience a perpendicular homogeneous magnetic field which confines the particle. As the ion returns to the space between these two D's, D means it is a shape in D type, capital letter D type, and it is further accelerated by an electric field. The ions are continually accelerated and confined in an orbit as they move across the gaps and feel the influence of the magnetic field respectively. The time, denoted by small letter t, it takes for an ion to orbit the device is dependent on its mass to charge ratio and the strength of the magnetic field. And the related equation is T is equal to 2 pi m by qb. For example, the time that it takes for one rotation of a proton that has been accelerated to a kinetic energy of 50 MeV in a 1T magnetic field is 66 nanoseconds. This could be realistically achieved in a total of 80 microseconds through 1225 rotations, where the proton gains 40 keV on each trip around the cyclotron, but would require a switching frequency as high as 30 MHz. In reality, when very high energies are reached, that means when the velocity begins to approach the speed of light, then the time for orbit does not remain constant and the frequency must be adjusted to correct for relativistic effect. The type of instrument which can do this is called a synchrotron. Development of the calutron set the stage for modern Fourier transform ion cyclotron resonance mass spectrometry. Fourier transform ion cyclotron resonance, in short we used to tell FT-ICR, all letters in capital letters. In FT-ICR, the ions are injected into a modified cyclotron cell, commonly referred to as a penning trap. Once injected, ions are confined laterally by a strong electric field and axially by a strong magnetic field. Thus, it is essentially a different ion trap configuration. In the trap, the ions are projected into a high radius cyclotron orbit through the application of a broadband RF pulse, which is called the chip, from the excite plates. As the ions pass the detector plates, they create an image current which is recorded as a time domain signal. In order to visualize the recorded image current as a mass spectrum, a fast Fourier transform is used to convert the time domain signal into the frequency domain, which can then be converted to a mass spectrum. The cyclotron frequency, which is denoted by VC, small letter V subscript small letter C, for an ion. So VC is equal to 1.536 multiplied by 10 to the power 7 B0 divided by M by Z. And this cyclone frequency VC is dependent on its M by Z ratio, whatever we understand from this equation, and the magnitude of the applied magnetic field. That means in equation that B0 is there. B0 is related to the applied magnetic field. B0 means capital B, capital letter B, subscript 0. And this cyclotron frequency is independent of the velocity of the ion, because in this equation velocity term is not there. Typical magnetic field strength available in modern commercial instrument range from 4 to 12 T. T means T is in capital letters. But some instruments with fields as high as 25 T have been developed in research facilities such as the National High Magnetic Field Laboratory in Florida. Higher magnetic fields allow larger ions accelerated in higher kinetic energies to be contained, and they provide increased resolving power to distinguish between ions having very similar mass. Resolving power is 1 lakh, that 1 lakh or more. An instrument with a 9.4T magnet has an upper mass limit of 10,000 M by Z. Extremely high resolution provides the capability for very accurate mass measurement. Even less than 1 ppm error in mass accuracy is commonly achieved. However, this performance does not come without a price. To achieve high resolution measurement on modest size ion, they must be cycled for sufficient length of time in the instrument. Achieving greater than resolution greater than 1 lakhs on a 1000 M by Z ion in a 9.4T instrument require more than 1 second of analysis. On a chromatography time scale, particularly in the analysis of complex samples such as a cell lysate digest, it would be intractable to perform high resolution analysis on every compound. Instead, FTICR analyzer are often coupled to faster mass analyzer to create a hybrid instrument so that only those ions that are of greatest interest are sent to FTICR instrument for high mass accuracy measurement. Additionally, FTICR instruments are among the most expensive in the market. The initial purchase of an instrument exceeds $1 million, and the annual upkeep, especially for cryogenic liquids, that means nitrogen and helium, to maintain the superconducting magnet can exceed $20,000 per year. Now I'll talk about the ion mobility spectrometry. Ion mobility spectrometry, in short, it is called IMS, all in capital letters. So the ion mobility spectrometry was originally developed in the year 1950s and 1960s, and through the years it has enjoyed significant use for military and security purpose. In ion mobility spectrometry, the ionized molecules in the gas phase are separated based on their different mobility in a carrier buffer gas. The buffer gas retards the motion of the ions as they travel the length of a tube under the influence of an electric potential. The migration time of an ion is dependent on its mass, charge, shape, and size. The ion mobility, which is denoted by the capital K, it can be described by the Mason equation as K is equal to 3 by 16 multiplied by square root of 2 pi by mu kt and again multiplied by q by n sigma, where the small letter q is the ion charge, that means ze, mu is the reduced mass of the ion, and the buffer gas and the small letter K is the Boltzmann constant. The capital letter T is the drift gas temperature. Small letter N is the drift gas chamber, gas number density, that means the number of particles per unit volume. And sigma is the collision cross-section. It is the collision cross-section or the probability of the collision based on the size and shape of the ion that can be used to distinguish different ion forms. In airports, the bags are swabbed for the presence of explosive. The swab is thermally dissolved into the IMS instrument, and the specific drift times associated with energetic material or their marker, as for example solvents, are mentioned. More recently, the ideal chemists have found that coupling IMS with mass spectrometry offers a vast array of new capabilities. With IMS separation on the millisecond time scale and MS analysis on the millisecond time scale, the hibernation of IMS and MS, that means ion mobility spectrometry with mass spectrometry, have been shown to be highly valuable in discerning different isoforms of biomolecules that might not otherwise be resolved by mass spec alone. In the end, addition of IMS provides another dimension of separation which can be extremely useful for appreciating complex mixtures.